It was on Wednesday that police made their horrifying discovery of the bodies of 3-year-old Harry and 2-year-old Elise Donison. Having smashed open the boot of a silver Nissan parked near their former family home in Heathfield, East Sussex, the children were wrapped in bin liners inside a holdall. A preliminary post-mortem indicated the toddlers died of asphyxiation. Their mother, 43-year-old Fiona Donison, was charged with their murders in the early hours of this morning. As Fiona Donison entered the dock of court number one at Lewis Magistrates Court, some of the half a dozen or so of her family members who'd come to watch proceedings became very upset. Some of them started wailing. She stood in the dock shaking violently, wide-eyed, as her details were read to the court. And as the two counts of murder were put on the record, she bowed her head. At the end of the brief hearing, as she left the dock, she didn't make much eye contact with her family members, but they shouted out, "We love you, Fiona. We love you, Fee." And as the door closed behind her, they were left sitting in court, sobbing inconsolably. In a statement, her estranged husband, the children's father, Paul Donison, spoke of his grief. "Harry and Elise were the lights that shone the brightest in my life, and I am unable to begin to comprehend why this has happened to them." He went on, "Every day I saw them was precious and wonderful, but I had no idea just how precious." Fiona Donison has been remanded in custody until the 12th of February, when she'll appear at Lewis Crown Court. Ursula Errington, Sky News, Lewis, East Sussex.